close that back door, don't want no snake shit around me. Circle only getting smaller, built this thing from the ground. Who built this? Me, that's who. Who put all this shit together, bitch? Me, that's who. Who built this? Me, that's who. Who put all this shit together, bitch? Me, that's who.
Out of line one time.
Sarah Garvey. And I got the pic. And if my man was to ever like say, oh, man's chatting shit, I could pull the visual. I got it sitting down. I've just never ever posted it of when me and him met. But a man like him, and I said this to him, you know, I said, yo, just because you got drama with your child's mom, you can't push that narrative, you know what I mean, across the whole of the UK. You can't push that. It's dangerous.
Very.
It's very dangerous because I understand that he's had problems with his woman or whatever the case may be. But that's a personal issue. That's not an issue. You don't go on the internet now addressing all women based on your experience. And likewise for women. But this is what it's become. Yeah. Then you got people who are literally talking. There's all kind of people. I don't even really want to just highlight any one person. I only gave him as an example. But then you'd have people like, say, Pearly Things, who literally, when Pearly Things used to speak, because what she wanted was people to go up there and say controversial things to be able to get views. And I remember thinking, nah, you can't do that. But now that when it started to work for her, because Pearl made a lot of money, when it started to work for Pearl, then it was like, yo, I can get even wilder. I can say even crazier things because that's what it is. You need to almost be a shock jock.
Yes. Howard Stern style, right?
Exactly. You got to almost be a shock jock. So for me, because I've kind of, the reason I explained all of that stuff from 2006 is to show you that I started listening in 2006 and didn't actually pick up a microphone properly as a podcast till 2013. However, in 2004, I made my first DVD. In 2005, I made my second DVD. I've always been a personality in Brum. Anyone can tell you that. So it's like when podcasting came, it was like, yo, that's a lane. That lane's almost damn near made for, man.
Indeed.
You see, and like yourself, Noble, because I remember when we first started recording, like, you were showing me certain things back then. So I knew that you had a background in broadcast. Now, it's sad to see the way it's going now, man. Honestly.
It's disgusting.
Even Spotify and all them have pulled out and everything now as well, you know. Now, yeah, it's right. Got to the point now a podcast is almost seen as like a bomb. A podcast that is a bomb now.
Elaborate on that. The Spotify pulling out thing. What do you mean by that?
So back when I explained just at the start of the show, you had like 3 shots of tequila. This is on a UK level.
Mm-hmm.
Ack had a podcast. There was a few. There was quite a few. Even Harry and Meghan had a podcast.
Wow.
So what it is Spotify were giving out money. Like they were giving out millions to a lot of people. 3 shots didn't get that, but they would have got a good bit of money for that. They were giving out money, but they weren't getting no return. So what they've did, they've just pumped everything into Joe Rogan now. So Rogan's like the last man standing on Spotify. Like the literal.
This episode is sponsored by Supreme of the UK. Click the link in the description and support the broadcast.
Like they literally just pumped everything into him. So when I look at the genre on a whole, that's why I said the studio, it's not going nowhere. It's sitting down right now.
Indeed.
But going to a studio and doing it almost makes it look like you're part of the bomb club. You know, like there's just bombs just sitting around, but they don't even know what they're talking about. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people who ain't really passionate about the topic, nothing. And that's why we've got to where we've got. And I'm not going to lie, it's sad because if you want to be a singer, you're going to have to do a build up to get to where you want to go. If you want to be a rapper, some people get lucky straight away, but it's going to be a build up of where you want to go. If you want to be a painter, You know what I mean? If you want to be a decorator, if you want to be a plumber, but with a podcaster, anybody can just get a mic and just say, I'm literally listening to mentally ill people.
Thank you, Mark.
Like, genuine, I'm like watching mentally ill people and I'm like, damn. And then you got to think, we talk about algorithms and all this, but all the algorithm, it's man-made. Someone somewhere will say, push that way more than that.
Indeed.
Because when you look at other communities, there's a podcast first. There's a brother. Shout out to Ari Gold, because Ari Gold made me know about what was the podcast? It's called. They had Ryan Garcia on there, Noble.
Seen.
Yeah, they had Ryan Garcia. They've had Sean O'Malley. It's not a fighting podcast. It's like they talk about all kind of things. It's a good podcast, though.
But is it multiple people or just one?
Multiple people. Very professional setup. A lot of views. I think he's like Italian-American.
Seen.
Now, that
Yeah. Is he old? Clean-shaven? PBS, my you.
PBS, that's the one, Noble.
Yes.
PBS. Now, you see that podcast? That is
clean.
Very clean, very good product. Look at the views on that. Now, the reason for that is because you can't stop him. You can't stop that channel from growing because that is a sensible podcast that discuss all kind of issues going on and solutions to issues and things like that. But what I'm noticing is this, we need to stop podcast microphones. That's only for us. And when I say for us, black people.
Indeed.
And I'm talking like in the UK now, there's some genuine personalities, you know. But when you check it, they're not really, they're just using podcasting to get where they're going.
Exactly.
They're not even really trying to get a message across. They're not even trying to really explain anything. It's just, yo, let's just turn on the mics and just talk. And man are just literally talking bullshit. Literally. And it's sad, man. It's sad. It's sad to see that it's like this, man. Because I'm trying to watch them, Noble, but it is the product's really bad now.
You can see that they've not all of them, but because you know you've got to, especially as most people have seen and have heard, zombie apocalypse. Everyone was sitting at home twiddling their thumbs. They couldn't go anywhere. You know, it was a tumultuous time. And people saw the work we were doing, saw the work that Hogan, a.k.a. Joe Rogan, was doing, and was like, yo, I got a Mac. Look, I just go into damn Amazon bars. What's that mic he's got? Rode mic. Yeah, man. I'm going to order one of them still, you know what I mean? Because I'm on furlough. You know what I mean? Yo, Steve, listen, I'm going to do a podcast, boss. Right, I know you don't mind about the team, but just come around, man. Right, and we'll just do one. Come around about 2 o'clock, yeah. I got an 8 for that fucking Zaza, yeah. Let's do the scissor wiggle, and this is what was happening. It was a domino effect. He went down to these brethrens and he was like, "Yo, we did a podcast, you know, blood, yo." He was like, "You know, we was doing a thing, man. We're podcasters now, yo. You're doing a podcast." What? I thought you need Holy, but nah, you just need the Apple Mac thing. Yo, I can send you the link. And it spread. And all these scum buckets, and I'm going to be disrespectful, all these scum, these people who have no business being on the internet, no business putting their thoughts, exposing sane people to their mental illnesses and their, you know, their personality disorders. You know what I mean? Like they're just polluting the sodom, and then your things put into the same category. So they look at us, Express Truth, CFR Network. Nah, man, they're probably like them flipping them British weirdo podcasters, man, talking about all that stupid stuff. They're probably, if it's not road talk, prison talk, they're talking about sexual conquest and women are this and that and that. No. That is not how it goes. You never judge a book by its cover. And these space monkeys have provided, as you say, the algorithm to say, yo, if you're gonna boss, like there's a new podcast that just popped up on my thing, Prime, probably what 3 weeks ago. I've actually watched them.
Good. They're good.
No.
Brom.
No. Southern boy them.
Oh, okay. Stateside. Yeah.
No. South London.
Oh, South London.
Yeah.
London might be the most oversaturated podcast space. Literally, any man who's on this and you're from London, what you need to do is rent a space, get a carpenter or something, buy 4 mics, buy 4 boom arms. You're going to be a millionaire real fast.
Yes.
Because everyone wants to start a podcast. And Noble, you're spot on. I was in Grand Central car park, parked up. A man damn near skidded to jump out his car. Jumped out. Yo, Mark, what you saying? I said, yeah, man, what you saying, man? Love. Yeah, man, you man are the realist. I said, yeah, man, respect. But the brother that I was dialoguing with, he's a non-podcaster, Noble. Mm-hmm. And he's seen that. He's like, yo. I'm like, I've told you, man, you don't watch my thing. But safe, innit? It's cool. He's like, yo, that's what it is. Few weeks after that, same brother's telling me what's the best mic to get. Do you know what I mean? Because it looks like man can just jump. And then while it is Noble, like, man will see, like, man, certain things, just say, put it like that. Man running around certain things, and think it's from the podcast. So it's like, damn, my man's doing that from the podcast. Yo, I'm going to jump on this podcast thing. And then when they realize, yo, it's not that simple.
No.
It's not that simple and money don't just fall from the sky.
No, it don't.
Then it's like, damn. And then consistency.
Hey, stop there. Before you get into the consistency thing, because again, this is a big illusion. The length of time we're going, people, and you know, whatever, people have some kind of idea, and like, yo, these mans must be caking off the podcast. Look at the levels and, you know, the consistency, blah, blah, blah. This is love, siblings and listeners. This is love. Man, a man's putting in money in this thing. This is like the early days of UK hip hop. Let's go that route.
That's a beautiful analogy.
Come on, sibling.
Beautiful analogy.
Putting in the work, the blood, the sweat, the tears, the finances, you know what I mean, to put product out. And a lot of the times when I look at my statistics specifically on the CFR, it's like, raw. It's the siblings there in the wilderness of North America and the Caribbean and everywhere else that's showing the majority of love. And the people them here where I'm did there ain't showing it. Okay. I'll keep on doing my thing. And on. They'll wake up at some points, but, you know, it's kind of odds, you know. But the difference between true, genuine podcasters, number one, you see the consistency. You see the quality of the content that's being produced. Number two, the verses of that is, it's a machine gun. Let's take the safety off and let's just spray indiscriminately. And based upon that, we get the view count up. We then get monetized, and then we get these 2,000 to 20,000. Some, as you know, the figures that people are earning off YouTube, and you're thinking, well, you ain't created the wheel or nothing. You ain't actually uplifting people. Some are entertaining. Some is informative. And I say, go for it, man. If you can eke out an existence, you know, solely, because some people have quit their jobs and all this business, and all their money is YouTube. Google is their employer.
That is crazy. That is even if we was making 50k,
no way.
You could never, because remember, at any point, you know,
exactly,
they can just say, demonetize that, sir.
Mm.
You see what I mean? Mm. Demonetize that. Xavier, big up yourself. Xavier said, even the receipts podcast have split up now. Yeah, I seen that. That's the girls from London, isn't it? My sisters went to their live show.
Shit.
They were meant to be quite good. I've never heard an actual episode, but I know they had a big audience. So that's sad. That's sad, man. But when it ain't genuine, that, not to say they're not genuine still, but when it's not from that place, it's easy to break up. And we keep it real.
Mm.
Because if you both ain't got a mission, or the team ain't got a mission, or they're not trying to change a certain narrative. Because right now, like I spoke to my sister this morning and she was saying that she don't listen to no podcast at all anymore because it can start to make you believe things that are not true.
Yes.
Because she was saying like it can start to make you believe that there is actually this kind of hate for black women that, but really it's a small group of people online. But in the real world, this ain't going on.
That Mark, you said it, that in itself, in the real world, not social media, real world, not social media. This is not a factor, people. This is not a factor. So it breaks my heart, Mark. It breaks my heart to know that, you know, the siblings, them all across Brom, all across the UK. Let's try and look at percentages. I would say at least 45% of people, you know, third generation, fourth generation, are heavily invested in this foolishness. Heavily invested, and they're being swayed by this. You've got youngsters that are consuming this content. And then 5 years from now, with that embedded in their brain, listening to that, watching and listening to that shit, how is their personality then going to be formed based upon being constantly told that black women ain't shit? All they're there for is for potential procreation if she catches, but just to have sex with. That's it.
It's damaging.
What does that do?
It damages us, man. It does damage us. It does, in fact, damage us because I'll take accountability. I'll take accountability on a personal level now. Now, a lot of the stories of that were coming from the States can kind of make you look at things a certain way. I'm going to keep it real. What really bothered me was that Brit story last year. That bothered me a lot because I was like, that was so dangerous what that girl did. But at the same time, that's an individual. That's an individual. Mm-hmm. Now, society has made it where someone can make something up like that, but that's an individual. And I think it's dangerous for anybody to get online, even if you're only 10 people are listening, to get online and almost push certain narratives. Very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. And that's why we're in the place we are today.
Accountability.
It's sad. I'm going to tell you the truth. And I don't even want to sound doom and gloomy, but this could be very damaging in the future, you know. I'm talking like, I heard a man say today that drill music, that is the children of the people that started mashing up the race. That's the children of the people that man could swear in front of their mom. That's that kind of individual.
Okay.
Now, you got to think the children of what we're seeing now, what they're going to be like. What they're going to be like. So the narrative has to change. And that's why I'm not going to lie, Noble. I thought about quitting. There was a point. What was the show? There was something that happened. I can't remember it exactly. But something happened. And I was like, yo, I'm done with this thing. I'm just going to lock off everything. And I'm done. But then when you really think about it, we can't do that, especially not now, because there has to be at least 5 people who are going against the mainstream narrative, even if they ain't got the views or the reach. Somebody has to give a different side of the coin.
Yeah.
Because even with all that Diane Abbott stuff the other day, that shows us how powerless black people in the UK, are powerless. It doesn't matter, even if you're individually doing well, or I'm individually doing well, we're powerless as a group.